Hello there, crazy git. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Just My Thoughts with your boy, Renard Simon. If you don't know, now you know, baby. Now you know. Appreciate y'all coming back and rocking with your boy. Because we back, y'all, for another episode. What it do, baby? I cannot say that with a straight face, y'all. But what it do, baby? What it do, baby? What it do? What it do? Happy Wednesday, by the way, y'all. Happy motherfucking Wednesday. How y'all doing? Y'all doing good? Y'all doing good? Good. Oh, I'm good. Thanks for asking, you guys. Appreciate that. I can read your mind. I can read your thoughts. Oh, my God. You guys are so sweet. You guys want to know how I'm doing. Thank you. So, look, man. I'm about to tell you how I'm doing, really. Man, this one right here is for everybody, y'all. I used to be like, this one right here is for my fellas out there. But this one right here is for everybody out there. You dig? So, look, man, I'm really fascinated. I've always been fascinated by the human brain, y'all. My mom, you know, my friends, they tell me that I should have been a therapist, y'all. Because I just love learning, like, the way people think and why people's mentality changes, you know, when they do certain things or certain things happen in their lives. I actually went back and forth on actually being a therapist, y'all. But, like, now, like, I feel like it's too late, man. And I don't feel like going to school, y'all. I just don't, man. I don't, y'all. So, I'm just going to be an unofficial therapist on the podcast, y'all. But today, y'all going to be my therapist today, y'all. Because I'm just going to speak some raw shit right now that's been consuming my brain the past 2 to 3 months, like, on and off. And just the past weekend, like, really been consuming my mind. So, I've just been thinking about, like, what really makes me happy, you know? And this applies to you, too. I want you to put you in the same situation. You know, what you ever think about, like, what really makes you happy? And I feel like we spend a lot of energy doing things that we think are going to make us happy if we accomplish it. You know, like for example, so the other night I was talking to one of my friends and I was asking her why she wants to be stronger. She was like, I want to be stronger. She's talking about her fitness goals. And I was like, so what do you mean by that? And I love to ask people questions because a lot of times people don't know why they want stuff. And I want people to kind of realize, you know, what's the real reason you might be doing something, the real reason you might be putting your energy into something that you think you really want. All right. So I asked her and I was like, how do you want to be stronger? And she was like, I was like, what does that mean? And she's like, I just feel like I should be stronger than I am right now. And I'm just like, what are you even comparing that to? So when I said that, she's like, she looked up and she's like, huh. She gave like a huh, because she realized like, shit, I'm comparing it to Instagram. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's what we do. That's what we do. I've done it like for years. Like, I mean, we just compare ourselves to, you know, this this fabricated highlight reel on Instagram, and we're like, oh, I want that. Oh, I want that. And I'm so guilty of it as well. And I'm really starting to zone in on what I really want to do with my life, like when it comes to fitness, when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to eating, when it comes to just everything in life. And I feel like the things that we see, like on Instagram, and we see other people doing, we want those things like right now. Like people want abs like right now. One of my friends, I was talking to him, this was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he wants abs, y'all. All right. He's like, I just want abs, bro. And I'm like, why you want abs? I'm like, what's going to happen when you get abs? Like, once you get abs, then what? What you going to do then? You dig? And he's like, man, I just want to be in a mirror. As soon as I just want to wake up in the mirror and see those abs. Plickety plat, plickety plat, plat, plat. And I'm like, okay, like, that's it. You know, that's not going to make you happy long term. You see what I'm saying? So you're going to go through all of this work to get these abs. That's not even going to make you happy in the long run. Like, why put yourself through that? You know, because I'm going to tell you, man, getting abs is tough, man. It's tough, man. It's not something that you could just wake up and do. Like, it takes some work to maintain abs, y'all. And, you know, it's of course, it's going to be harder for some people. And, you know, you have your small percentage of people that don't have to work that hard to get abs because they're just kind of naturally skinny and whatnot. But those are the people that are trying to gain weight. So it's always something. It's always something that people are unhappy with. But for the people that want abs, you know, it takes a lot of discipline, and most people don't want to go through that discipline. And you have to really think about what your level of discipline is when it comes to getting abs. And to go back to the point of my friend wanting to be stronger, like, what's going to happen? Okay. And the same thing goes with the ab thing. So what's going to happen when you get these abs, when you get stronger? What's going to happen? All right, you're going to feel great. All right, you're going to feel, you know, empowered and stuff like that. Like, yeah, you know, I got stronger, blah, blah, blah. But you know what you're going to do? The first thing you're going to do, you're going to tell people about it. You're going to post about it, because we want to be admired, right? We want to be praised. You can't do something for yourself without telling everybody. That's the world we live in. Now, I get it. You know, sharing, you know, what you did, it could inspire people. That's fine. But sometimes it gets to the point, and it's gotten to the point with this with me, and I started thinking about it. Like, it's certain things, certain skills that we want to achieve. And when we think of these certain skills, we don't really think about why we really want to do it. We really want to do it because it looks cool. It looks cool on Instagram, all right? I've done a lot of things that I've worked to get better at. And when I really thought about it, I really only did it for Instagram, because after I did it, it's just like, it doesn't even make me happy anymore. So when I think about, for example, I told myself a month ago that I want to get a strict muscle up, all right, on the rings, all right? So, and this can go for anybody who wants to get a pull up or anything like that. So for me, I used to want to compete in CrossFit. I had a stage in my life to where, like, I wanted to compete in CrossFit. This was like probably like two or three years ago. All right. And for me, if I'm gonna be able to do a strict muscle up, that will help me in competition. That's a reason to do it. Now, I've already stopped that whole dream of me competing in CrossFit 2 years ago, actually. So for me to accomplish a ring muscle up, really, when I think about it, it's more about showing people that I did it. You see what I'm saying? And once I show people that I did it, what then? Does that really make me happy? That instant, like, gratification, that instant, like, you know, getting praise from people, like, oh wow, like that's pretty awesome. Like, that's it. But that's the, like, when you think about it, it sounds great. But when it happens, it's really not enough. So why even put yourself through that? So for me, like, to get a ring muscle up, like, why would I work to get a ring muscle up when it's not going to enhance my life? And that's more of my thought process. Like, if I'm going to do something, if I'm going to put some work in, if I want to be happy, it has to enhance my life after I accomplish it, you know? So I feel like we're doing a lot of things these days that are not going to enhance your life when you accomplish it. The only thing that it's going to enhance is people admiring you. That's it. Now, if people admiring you lead to your business growing or something like that, that's different. But it's a lot of people out there that's doing things just to get some attention, just to get some admiration, and that's it. And once they get it, that's it. That's why you see a lot of people, they're super motivated. They get to this goal, and then, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 months later, they're back to their regular life. And then you ask them about it. You're like, like, it was cool. Like, it was not really my thing. The reason that was is because, like, you were doing it for the wrong reasons. Oh, excuse me. The reason for that is because we were doing it for the wrong reasons. We were just doing it just to get that attention. All right. So for me, when it comes to fitness, y'all, like, I want you guys to think about exactly what will enhance your life. Like, I want you to put your energy into things that really are going to enhance your life when you accomplish them. Okay. So for me, all right, when it comes to fitness, all right, so for me, it's not feeling pain like when I work out. All right. I just want to move like 4 times a week. I just want to move. Honestly, I'm getting to the point to where I'm just going to do more of F45 instead of creating my own workouts, you know, because now I'm just thinking about, I just want to move. I just want to get a great workout. I don't want to think about how I'm going to create my program, because what I was doing when I was creating my programs and stuff like that, I was trying to get stronger at these different skills. And for me, now that I think about it, like, me getting strong at these different skills does not really enhance my life. You see what I'm saying? Now, if I just go and get like a good workout in, that's gonna be something that's good, that's sustainable. That's not gonna take much work. You know, I think we have to think about the things in our life that we want to put our energy into. And I think that's one of the things that I need to stop putting my energy into. And it's going to be different for everybody. All right. So when it comes to working out, four times a week. What one thing, I do not want fitness to be my life, y'all. Fitness is not my life. I want fitness to be a part, small part of my life. You dig? Like I said before, not feeling pain. I have a lot of injuries from playing ball all my life. My ankle, my ligaments in my ankles are very weak because it's just a lot of ground and pound, a lot of ankle sprains and tears and shit like that. That's the things that I go through now. Like, I was going through a little ligament pain. Ligament or tendon, I don't know what it is, but it's something down there. And this is like three or four days ago, y'all. And I felt like I couldn't jump rope, which is something that I love to do, y'all. It's something I love to do. I love to jump rope, all right? And I couldn't do it. And I'm going to tell you something, that, like, not to get, well, it kind of is on topic, but I've been taking collagen for like the past 2 weeks, y'all. And I swear by this shit, y'all. I swear, like, the first time I started taking this was like a year or two ago, and I felt the difference the first week, y'all. Now, when you're taking collagen, like, it has to get into your system. Like, you can't just take it one day and, you know, you're going to feel the difference. No, you have to take it for a long time for it to get into your system. Because, like, once it gets into your system, that's when it's going to start to work. If you stop taking it, you're going to feel the effects of it, or the non-effects of it. So I've been doing that, and my ankles feel great right now, y'all. So make sure you guys invest in some good collagen. I take Vital Proteins collagen. You've seen the shit on my story before. If you haven't followed me on Instagram, but yeah, that's something. That's all I want to do when it comes to working out. Another thing is having my own place. All right. Now, the reason I don't have my own place is because right now I'm very careful with my money right now. Very careful. Like, I really want to save a lot of money because, like, now I'm working on getting a certification to do something to enhance my career. Don't want to talk about it right now. And that's another thing. That's another thing. I think we like to talk about things too much, you know, so people can have their opinions and they can be like, oh my God, like, you're training for that or you're doing this. Like, I'm trying to get out of that too. So we're gonna keep that on the hush. All right. Work in progress, y'all. Work in progress. So I want to kind of wait and save more money. You know, that's why I'm in a roommate situation, because I want to save. I want to keep on saving more money, y'all. So I can have my own place. Another thing, making my dog happy. That's up there, y'all. I love my dog, man. My dog, she's the sweetest. She's like my little kid, man. She is my kid, y'all. Oh, man. Next thing, y'all. Eating ice cream, y'all. I've been slipping, y'all. I've been slipping on eating ice cream, y'all. You dig? I'm going to tell you, man. One of the best ice creams that I've had is, it's called, I think it's called Nada New or something like that. I don't know. Y'all seen it on my story, y'all. It's non-dairy ice cream, and I feel like every time I eat that ice cream, like, it just I don't know if dairy messes with my stomach, but I know when I eat like Ben and Jerry's or something like that, it doesn't feel great. It's not like, I don't have any crazy stomach pains, but it's just when I eat the other type of ice cream that's non-dairy, I feel a lot better. And I can eat a whole pint and it's less calories. Oh yeah.
Win-win.
Since we're talking about like nutrition, you know, eating Pizookies, just enjoying life, y'all. I just want to enjoy life more, y'all. And I think that, you know, I just think I do a lot of things to make people happy. Especially like when it comes to social media. That's another big thing. So with social media, it's like I've been real confused, like when it comes to social media, as to what I want to post and if I want to post. Naturally, I am not a person that shares my life. I am not. So a lot of people like to say, oh my God, you're a social media person and this and that, blah, blah, blah. No, I am not. I've done a lot of social media. I have my spurts, you know, where I'm real consistent. It's because, you know, maybe I'm trying to build a brand, maybe I'm trying to do this, but a lot of times I get confused on whether I want to do it or not, because like it's really not who I am. So I'm still struggling with that, to see how I'm gonna navigate that situation. But basically, I don't want to be, I'm not trying to be your fitness guy. I'm sorry, you guys, if that's hurt your feelings. I'm not trying to, you know, motivate you to get in the gym, because like I've been doing this for so long. I feel like people are going to do what they want to do no matter what. So a lot of times we get frustrated. I talk to trainers all the time, and they get frustrated because their clients are not motivated, or, you know, it's hard to motivate people. And I see these videos of people doing these rants about people who are not motivated and getting frustrated about people not working hard and stuff like that. I'm not into all that, man. I'm not into all that. So when it comes to fitness and my Instagram and posting and stuff like that, I'm just gonna post what I like to post, and that's it. I'm about to change my Instagram up. All right, it's not gonna be all fitness anymore. It's just gonna be a bunch of silly shit, man. I just got on TikTok, and TikTok is the shit is the funnest thing that I've ever been on, y'all. So I'm having a lot of fun with TikTok. I think I'm addicted, y'all. So y'all might see a lot of TikTok videos on my Instagram from now on, y'all. But that's another thing, man. I'm just gonna post the things that I feel like either are gonna help people or make people laugh. That's it. And honestly, I just am not motivated to post workouts anymore, you know, unless I'm doing an F45 workout with my members or something like that. But other than just kind of trying to produce fitness content, I'm done with that. I feel like I was trying to please too many people. So I'm gonna do what I do. I'm gonna make people laugh. I'm just gonna post whatever I want to post, no matter what. Not even thinking about who wants it or who doesn't want it. Whoever is on the same page as me and is feeling me, you know, those are people gonna like it. And if you don't like it, oh well. You know, that's another thing. We can't be, you know, worried about who's gonna like your shit all the time either. It is what it is. So that's fitness and nutrition as well. I've done a lot of going back and forth with my nutrition as well, y'all. You know, I've done the counting macros. I've done 6 meals a day. I've even tried keto. I haven't done vegan. I've been pescatarian, not vegetarian. But when it comes to my diet, man, I've gone back and forth with it. Now I'm counting macros again, and I really want to go back to intuitive eating. I think the reason why I wanted to start counting macros is because I wanted to change my body. And I think I can change my body without doing macros. But, you know, as everybody know, when you really dial in your macros, your body starts to change even more. But what happens is you become, you know, a little bit more obsessive, which I'm trying to get away from. All right, trying to get away from being obsessive. So I've been counting my macros for like the past 2 weeks with this 8-week challenge that I'm doing with a few people. And honestly, it's cool. You know, I'm you know, my body's changing, but I don't miss it as much as I thought I did. All right, I actually miss intuitive eating, and you know, I used to do intuitive eating with intermittent fasting, which really worked for my lifestyle, and it really just made me happy. It didn't, you know, I didn't have to worry about counting anything. I didn't have to worry about, you know, when I'm gonna eat or anything like that. I just ate when I was hungry, and I pretty much just ate at the same times every single day. All right, it was lovely, and I was eating what the fuck I wanted to eat. All right, I want to really go back to that lifestyle. All right, when it comes to nutrition. Now, last but not least, y'all, dating. So this is the thing, man. Like, I feel like we have this fear of people judging you, you know, because you're single. All right, so you know, if you're single, it is what it is. Like, you can't be, you know, people are like, oh my god, why are you still single, whatever. I know these these women are, I'm sitting in the car, y'all, and these women are right next to me, so if you hear some women in the background, that's what it is. Oh, they need to get in the car, man. They don't need to talk. It's cold out here, man. But what was I saying? Oh, with relationships. So with dating and relationships, I've been on the apps. I'm on the apps right now. I'm on Hinge. I'm talking to, I don't know, one of my friends told me that I should start dating multiple people, which I'm not a fan of, because it's like just a lot of energy. I was dating... I chose to date just one person, just about maybe like 5, 6, 7 months ago. And then just recently I talked to my friend and she was like, oh, you should date multiple people, 'cause you never know what you like and stuff like that. So I'm trying to do that now. And I think that I did that. I don't think I did that to make her happy. I think I did that because I was trying to keep an open mind. I think that's what it was. But deep down inside, like, that's not really my thing. And I'm just not motivated to be hanging out with multiple women, you know. It's just a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work. Like, I don't want to work to be in a relationship or to have a connection with somebody. I just want it to come naturally. If it doesn't come naturally, I'm cool with that. And that's the thing. Like, I think a lot of people are not cool with just being by themselves. I'm okay with being by myself. Like, I am the type of person that, I don't really need to be in a relationship. I know a lot of people who cannot be single. Like, they can't function. They're always complaining about, meeting the wrong person, or they can't find anybody. Like, that's not me. I think when you're in that mindset, that means that, like, you're not really that happy with yourself. You know, I think you need to be more happy with yourself and the way you're living. Maybe you need to work on yourself a lot more. And that's what I'm doing, y'all. I'm working on myself. I don't want any stress in my life at all, y'all. At all. I don't care if you, you know, if somebody's complaining about something. Like, I'm just like, I don't care about you complaining about something. Like, you know, if you don't like something, like, put yourself out of this situation. I mean, get yourself out of that job. Get yourself out of that relationship. Like, you're grown. You know, you control like what you what your future is. So I'm kind of done with like hearing people complain, and like that's kind of why like I'm not into Instagram as much, and I unfollow a lot of people because, you know, it's just a lot of negativity on there. You know, people rant about things that are negative, that they hate and stuff like that. And I'm trying to get away from that. I think I used to do that like every once in a while, but I want to get away from that completely, you know, and only talk about positive shit. That's it. That's it. Or don't talk about shit at all. You dig? So when it comes to dating, man, like, whoever comes along, comes along. I feel like, I always feel like I'm going to meet somebody that, that it's a mutual friend that I meet, like, at like, a get-together from a mutual friend, like, maybe a birthday party or some shit like that. Or maybe I'll meet somebody at, like, F45 or something like that. Like, other than that, I'm not, I'm going to stay on the dating apps, you know, just in case, you know, somebody hits me up and, like, actually wants to go out on a date. Like, they usually want to go out on a date, but it's like, I don't know, I guess it's just too much work for me. I don't think in my mind in the morning I'm gonna go check my dating app. I don't think that, because I don't know these people. So like, it's not really that much urgency to go to the dating website and be like, oh, like, let's you know, let's go out on a date or whatever. Like, I already got there's two women that I got their numbers. They gave me their numbers from the app, and I haven't even texted them. I think I probably texted them maybe twice, and I don't have no desire to text them at all to hang out, y'all. So call me weird, y'all, but damn, it's crazy, y'all. So that's how I feel about all of this shit, man. Man, if y'all been listening for this long, either y'all love to hear me talk, or y'all needed this shit, like, for real. So the thing I'm gonna take away from this little couch session, I feel like it was a couch session, like, y'all was my therapist and I was on the couch talking. Oh man, I swear, you guys are some great listeners. You got some great listeners, buddy. But the thing I would take away from this, man, is to put your energy into things that will enhance your life when you accomplish them. That's it. If it doesn't enhance your life, if it's something that when you accomplish it, like, you're happy for, you know, a few weeks and that's it. Think about it. Is it really worth it to go through that? And yeah, start thinking about that shit, man. And, you know, if you guys have anything, anything that you feel like you do that doesn't really make you happy, tell me about it, y'all. Tell me about it. Y'all got my Instagram, man. Slide into my DMs, man. This is like a good little topic right here. I initially wanted to do this podcast with somebody, so I can kind of bounce shit off of someone else. But yeah, this turned into a little couch session. Thank y'all for being my therapist. You dig? But other than that, man, appreciate y'all, and y'all have a great rest of your day or your night, and I will see you on the next podcast. Okay. Peace out, fam.